Sirai News, I'm Ding Lulu. The UN Security Council is adding its voice to those condemning a suicide attack in the Russian city of Volgograd. The Security Council calls the attack a reprehensible act of terrorism. Meantime, the head of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, says he stands in solidarity with the government and people of Russia. A bomber, thought to be a woman, blew herself up at a railway station in the southern Russian city of Sunday, leaving 16 people dead. The attack is the latest to hit the city of Volgograd, the former Stalingrad, in recent months. It's believed the Islamist insurgency in Russia's southern Caucasus is moving to attack major centers in southern Russia ahead of the Winter Olympics in Sochi. South Sudan's army has been embroiled in clashes with armed youth believed to be loyal to sacked Vice President Riek Machar. The so-called White Army, a group made up largely of ethnic Nuer youth, have been fighting with government troops near the town of Bor. This comes 5 days after the rebels were driven out of the town. The latest clashes comes after the government of South Sudan promised to honor a ceasefire requested by international community. Retired seven-time Formula One world champion Michael Schumacher is in critical condition after suffering a head injury while skiing in Austria. Schumacher's spokesperson says the 44-year-old German was wearing a helmet and was conscious during the trip to hospital. Schumacher is the most successful Formula One driver of all time, with a record 91 victories among his achievements. He left the sport last year after a three-year comeback with Mercedes following an earlier retirement from Ferrari at the end of 2006. The Saudi government is giving the Lebanese government $3 billion in aid to buy weapons from the country's army. In a televised address, Lebanese President Michael Suleiman says the weapons are going to be purchased from France. He's also calling on the French government to support the Lebanese government's plan. Suleiman is also suggesting more support from the Lebanese military may be forthcoming at an international meeting scheduled for Italy this coming year. The Saudi support comes as part of the International Support Group for Lebanon. The courts in Yemen have sentenced 9 al-Qaeda suspects to up to 10 years in jail for plotting to assassinate the country's president. The suspects have been convicted of planning to set a roadside bomb off to kill Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. The verdict follows a similar sentence handed down to 3 other suspected al-Qaeda militants for planning a similar assassination in September. Al-Qaeda's branch is very active in the south and eastern parts of Yemen. The group actually controlled certain sections of territory in the country before being routed by the Yemeni army last year. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula still has large sections of support in the politically divided country. Authorities in Sri Lanka have begun the excavation of a mass grave discovered in the country's northern area. The grave was first discovered earlier this month. It's believed to be holding the remains of at least 10 people. The government says it believes the mass grave was used by the Tamil Tigers to bury their dead soldiers and citizens. The Tamil Tiger rebel group controlled much of northern Sri Lanka for the better part of 30 years before government forces eventually swept in and took control in 2009. The authorities in Hunan have launched an investigation into a case of electoral fraud. Around 500 local lawmakers have already been disqualified, dismissed, or have resigned in connection with electoral fraud. Initial investigations suggest 56 city lawmakers in the city of Hengyang paid 110 million worth of bribes. CPC disciplinary authorities say 430 party members and government employees are under investigation. The central authorities have issued a new directive banning government officials from smoking in public places. The document issued by the CPC Central Committee and the State Council is demanding Chinese officials take the lead to follow the rules. The policy also bans government workers from purchasing cigarettes using public money. This country is the largest producer and consumer of cigarettes. The government's smoking control drive has been widely criticized for lacking behind its stated commitments. And that's the latest from Sirai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.